Hello, I'm Gary Stevens. Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. Today's part is the final part. It's part 24 in the subject we're dealing with called Hope and the Anointing Factor. And the topic today is a final word about true Bible hope and the anointing. Let me once again give the description of hopelessness. Hopelessness does not come from a lack of money or a lack of education or a lack of opportunity. It is caused by being without Christ Jesus and his anointing, of course, the word of God and the anointing of God, which is a supernatural power of God in a person's life, and not factoring in or considering the anointing of God that destroys the yoke and removes the burden of bondage or any problem in our life or any situation in our life. Let's now go to once again to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10 to 19. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk therein. Wherefore remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are now called uncircumcised, but that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. Verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. When we go down to verse 19, it says, now therefore you are no longer strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. What does this mean? It means that there was a time you were not born again. You were not in Christ Jesus, and Christ Jesus was not in you. Therefore his anointing was not in you and available to you. It says, at that time you were without Christ in verse 12. It says you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, which basically means you weren't part of the family of God because you weren't born again and in God's family. It also says you were strangers from the covenant of promise. In other words, you were strangers from the covenant of promises that belong to you. That means the word of God that belongs to you. And because of all of that, it says you had no hope and you were without God in the world. But now we are born again. We have Christ Jesus, his anointing. We have a family connection to God. We are no longer strangers from the promises of God or the word of God. We have hope and we are with God in the world. Praise God. That's good to hear. There are two types of hope. There's the hope in the world and there's the hope developed by the word of God. The hope in the world is, for example, I'm hoping that's going to happen. A hope in the Bible hope is a true reality that says when you believe the word of God for a situation, you have a hope. And that hope is a certainty of coming to pass through Christ Jesus and his anointing if we follow the word of God and do what the Holy Spirit says. Let me now give you an example of hope, Bible hope and worldly hope. Let's say the doctor comes to you and says that you've got a problem with your health. You've got a disease, say cancer, and there's no hope for you. The report from the doctor has analyzed your situation and said there is no hope for you whatsoever. But the Bible says there is hope for you if you're born again, or if someone's praying for you, of course. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed. That's a certainty. That's a promise of God. It's reality. But it needs to come from the spiritual realm into the natural realm to change our circumstances. But the doctor says by his report that you've got no hope. It's a hopeless situation. But remember something, the report of the doctor is not the final report. The Bible is the final report. The Bible is absolute truth and final authority. It is above the report from the doctor. So what happens is we go to the word of God, we find the promise of the word of God that says by his stripes we are healed. We start to confess that, we start to meditate on that and build that inner image on the inside of our imagination. We build that image in our spirit man and that's projected into the Holy of Holies in heaven. It's an image up there at present without substance. But as faith goes into it, as we believe and confess the word of God, it's measured up there in faith. It becomes a reality in faith and it comes back into our spirit man and comes out into this natural world to change the natural situation. What do I mean by that? The spirit realm of God is above the natural realm that we live in. The natural realm is still subject to the spiritual realm of God. As a believer, we have promises in the word of God. We have a covenant with God through Christ Jesus. We go to the Word of God, whatever situation comes along, we take that scripture, that promise of God that belongs to us, and we start to confess it. We put it in our spirit man. We meditate on it. And as we meditate on it, meditation builds the capacity to build up faith. Eventually, we will see that promise on the inside of us bigger and more real than the situation outside in the natural world. This is the way a believer is meant to live, by faith, confessing the word of God, walking in the promises of God, walking in the anointing of God, drawing upon that anointing to change their situations in life. Also remember that the Bible says, the word of God says that Jesus Christ is the high priest watching over our confession of faith to make it come to pass. Remember that it also says that God is watching over his word to perform it, and Jesus Christ is the surety or the guarantee of that promise coming to pass. It works with faith, it works with hope, and it works with the anointing. The hope is the promise of God. Faith is needed to fill it, but the anointing is there to make it come to pass. Let us now go to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony or report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things that were visible. In verse 3 we see, by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. We are made in the image of God, and we are to do the same thing. We go to the word of God and use that as a framework over our situation, and we fill it with faith. That's the way it comes into position. It comes into a reality through faith, through the word of God. But we need a hope. And the Bible scriptures, the Bible promises are called the hope of the gospel. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it also reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that this burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and this yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." The anointing is a supernatural power that a believer needs in his life on this earth to change or correct or remove any situation or problem. But we also need the hope of the gospel, which is the promises of God, and we need to walk by faith as well. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Please continue to stay with us, and thank you and God bless.